The biggest flaw of Restart is that it has had 200 million downloads. This program should have had at least 1.5 billion. A program that contains physics, Lagrangian equations, statistical mechanics, mathematics, Sa'di, Hafez, and Rumi. 200 million downloads is a disaster because the universal wisdom is in this program. A program that revealed hundreds of great secrets to you and answered hundreds of vital questions about the universe that no one else has answers for. This has dawned from the westernmost point of the world. It is the miracle of the century. The program isn't mine. If you listen to the closing credits, you'll understand. They say, is sugar better or the one who makes the sugar? / is the beauty of the moon, meaning Restart, better or the one who makes the moon? Restart is by his side, in his hand, stick to the moon maker. Welcome to the 115th Restart program. Welcome. Welcome to the 115th Restart, a drop from the ocean of a Sufi. Forget the complete human. Focus on the drop that has confused many. The drop that, when you and I drink from it, we've gone through 115 episodes into the ether. Someone asked, sir, your character in Goodnight Iran is different from Restart. I said, number one, Restart isn't mine for you to think that way. Restart belongs to Sa'di, Hafez, and Rumi. There are seals in Restart that are each a universe. But Goodnight Iran is a political program, a political cesspool. And because I stir it up, the stench reaches your nose well. Over there, we want to prove to you that all politicians are liars unless proven otherwise. This is so you at least understand how to live if you want to live in this, the material realm. If you see something there, unfortunately, they are just petty squabbles and infants in the universe called politicians. The more we stir this sewage, the more it stinks. We have no message, no problem with anyone in our hearts. I said in Restart, believe me, deep down, we are neither upset nor overly happy with anyone. That program, Goodnight Iran, must be broadcast for you and me to understand the political atmosphere. If the smell offends you, your seed is very good. If you perceive this stench, your seed is excellent. That's why Restart is related to the seed, not politics. Meaning whatever party in the world you belong to, when you listen to Restart, it depends on your seed. Your thoughts can be opposite to anyone, even me. It doesn't matter. But in Restart, your seed moves you, and this is within you. In previous programs, we talked about quantum and explained that the world thinks light is a wave or a particle. As I've mentioned, the people of Sufism have known this for thousands of years and explained it in their poetry. However, there is another version of light that scientists haven't discovered yet. I will explain from episode 200 onwards, but it has been in the poems I've read so far. If you paid attention, you would have understood what else it is. It's nothing overly deep or special. In quantum, we say an atom's personality, when it's smaller, is completely different from when it's larger. Scientists know this. Albert Einstein, France, all these people who strove for literacy, not knowledge, they are aware that quantum cannot be rationally understood, because as you make something smaller, its shape and nature change and its conditions differ entirely. I'll give you a small preview of what I'll explain after episode 200 regarding the third dimension of the poems of Hafez and Rumi. This is currently the second dimension that has just opened up for you and me to understand something. Woe to the third dimension of the poems of Hafez, Rumi, Sa'di, and the greats of Sufism and mysticism like Shams Tabrizi. You and I simply don't understand the treatises of Shams. If the people of Tabriz knew what a great piece this Shams Tabrizi is, they would copy Restart 8 times over and give it to themselves. The people of Tabriz will never gain the understanding of Shams, just as you and I won't. If they knew what a great one lived there in history, their pride would be to plaster his name on their walls day and night. You cannot understand the maqalat, the world's greatest scientist can't either. Like some of Baba Tahir's poems, they are impossible to understand. Even if you are a great mystic, they cannot be understood, remember that. Like Attar's poems, one of which I want to read today, it's forbidden. I don't think it can be understood, it simply can't. In quantum, suppose I shoot a bullet in front of me, simultaneously I shoot a bullet behind me. It doesn't matter if the forward bullet travels billions of kilometers and the one behind me also travels billions. They are in opposite directions. 50 billion years later, if someone observes the forward bullet and sees it spinning to the right, for example, at that exact moment of observation, even though it's billions of light years away, the bullet shot behind me, billions of miles away, will change its direction. This is what quantum says. It says billions of years later, anyone who observes this affects the bullet shot behind you. This means time is outside the equation. Time is the most ridiculous thing in the universe. The dimension of time is the cheapest kind of restaurant they've set up for us. Overall, quantum says first the human was created, then the universe. Physics says first the universe, then the human. Now they've realized physics was talking nonsense. Only quantum is right. So how can a being billions of light years away affect another being billions of light years away in less than a billionth of a second? Oh, you who are beyond imagination, analogy, suspicion, and fancy. This is the personality of the photon of light in the material realm, the world we live in. In the angelic realm, the personality of light changes completely. Someone who enters the angelic realm, like Attar, looks at the world of the material realm as if looking at a single drop in the universe. There you realize that the light in the angelic realm is not this light in the material realm. It has been descended and weakened billions of times so that you and I can see it. When you close your eyes, you see nothing. When you open them, you see everything. Exactly when you open your eyes, the only thing that happens is light hits the object and you see. Meaning nothing exists until you open your eyes and see. The seeing of yours makes you the observer. Albert Einstein's relativity also speaks of the observer, the witness or the being that sees something. This being must have perception, understanding, and intellect. Therefore, it must be human. Quantum reveals a secret. It says the human must be produced for the universe to be discovered. What does that mean? Let me repeat the story. It means first Hosseini is created, they send Hosseini to Earth, and when Hosseini opens his eyes on Earth, he sees the Earth. Then Earth comes into existence. This is quantum. I want to explain quantum from the beginning. When Earth comes into existence, he looks up and sees the day. Something is shining up there. He names it the sun. That sun has just come into existence. Until I was born, the real sunrise did not exist. An observer had to have seen it for it to stand in its place so you could see it and say it exists. Then the stars come into being. As science progresses, light enters the world of darkness before us, and we can see the stars. This is called Sufism and mysticism. What does it mean? I'll take you back to episode 10 or 12. We explain that Sufism and mysticism mean this. I am standing here, and I see a blackness in the distance. That is dark energy. The world is dark. I don't know what it is. I walk a few steps forward and see this blackness. It looks like a tree. So the tree is created there. I see it looks like a tree, but I still don't know what a tree is. 10 steps further into the path of Sufism, my mysticism becomes stronger. I look and see it's an apple tree. I still don't know its properties. I go a bit further. I see millions of leaves on it. My mysticism is slowly completing. So the reason for you and me coming to Earth is that we are meant to go and see this black tree, which is dark energy in the universe. But it has no benefit for your material realm, the Earth. Why? Because to see that this is an apple tree, to take it to a lab and see the benefits of the apple with skin or without, you have a long way to go. They placed you on earth and gave you no means to travel to billions of places far from earth. This is proof that in earth and the world of the material realm, understanding the tree doesn't require walking, riding, or running, because you would die. You travel this path much faster when you die. When you die, you come alive. While you are alive, you are dead. In this game we are living in now, you are dead. You're numb and don't realize it. What does that mean? It's like watching a movie with Fardeen. Fardeen is dead. You watch a movie with 50 actors. They are all dead. But the film is playing for you now, released by the company. So who are you? You are playing in a movie where you are the lead actor. Every 100 years, actors enter bodies called physicality ki. They enter a movie. One becomes a dictator, one plays the cop. Honestly, they all play their roles well. And 100 years later, they are all gone. 100 years later, there are other people, other beautiful girls and boys. They have weddings, they dance, they sing, and you are no longer there. This is called the material realm. So what is the ascension? It means a being called human was created, a being after HU was created named Ilya. This Ilya had to travel. What did they build? A body was created. What is that body called? They say ascension, a spacecraft named Adam. Adam means the spacecraft. Your body and mine are spacecraft. I have a soul sitting somewhere controlling this actor called myself in the game of the universe. I press the button, I live. I press the button, they say Hosseini entered the game. I press the button and I even choose who my parents are. That's why I said the child chooses the parents. In quantum, that bullet spins and the mother and father come into existence. Why does the mother get divorced? Then she marries someone else, suffers hunger and hardship. It's because in this game, the child that is to be born or the thought that is to be born screws them over the parents. The child is numb and doesn't realize. The universe is bringing a husband and wife together from some place or country with certain conditions, so they reach each other. They either reach a thought, a reflection, or a child. It makes no difference. It's possible a couple doesn't have children, but they have children. When they die, they see it. This is an important point. All husbands and wives in the universe have children. They just don't know it. How can we know these things? Is Hosseini a scientist? Am I really a great man? No, I am a good thief. My difference with Mr. Darwin is that Mr. Darwin steals from Aziz Odin Nasafi and puts his own name on it, calling it Darwin's theory, and his thievery is weak. We are giving you the exact address of our theft. How did I know that Azrael and Michael and the rest are all in the hands of the complete human? It's very simple. I'll read a verse from Hafiz. Poor and exhausted, I have come to your threshold. Have mercy, for I have no handle to hold on to but your love guardian. He says to the complete human, I have come to your door, poor, tired, heartbroken, body weary. He says, my beauty, I only accept you. I don't accept anyone's authority but yours. Come. For the voice of the tavern told me last night, stay in the station of contentment and do not flee from destiny. He said, don't struggle so much, Hafiz. This destiny they set for you, the fate set for you on earth, is of the physical, the material realm. You must enter it and leave it, because you are a seed that must be planted on the earth. This seed cannot be planted on Mars. There's no air. You die. Oxygen must come, you must drink water on earth, your body must be created. Because once your soul is created, after death, these two, body and soul, slowly approach each other, becoming more refined, so that you can go wherever you wish with this body, not just on the earth of the material realm. I can go on ascension right now and come back. If I know how, I can. If I recognize the complete human in mysticism, I can go and come. All those who know the complete human can go and come. Sufis, that is, not you and me. Come, for the voice of the tavern told me last night, Stay in the station of contentment and do not flee from destiny. Between the lover and the beloved, there is no barrier. You are your own veil, Hafez. Rise from the midst. Another secret within this. The second dimension of this poem is Hafez saying that when Adam was created, no angels existed there. Because between the lover and the beloved, between HU and Allah, there was no distance. You are your own veil. This means Azrael was inside you and came out. Michael was inside you and came out. Satan was inside you and came out. He says no barrier. He doesn't say a little barrier or maybe no barrier. He says none. There is no wall between the complete human and HU. You are your own veil. Here you refers to Satan, Azrael, Michael, Seraphiel, and whatever stories religions weave for themselves. Rise from the midst. This is the vision, the movement to see what truly exists. So when we zoom in, we see a massive, strange event has occurred. When we reach the atom, the smallest particles, another secret is revealed. It's as if scientists realize that light is a wave, a particle, and that third thing. Then a secret is revealed. Everything in the universe is nothing more than a single atom. There is only one atom. Let's go to Attar, whose poetry is forbidden to read. Reading his poems is entirely forbidden, but let us begin and see what he says. What will you do with the heart when the beloved arrives? Scatter your soul, for the soul nurturer has arrived. The soul has nothing to do with you and me. The soul is within me. This body and this walking, that is called ego. Pay attention. The soul nurturer has arrived, meaning the complete human is the one who nurtures the soul. Do not leave the syrup of secrets for tomorrow. Esatzog. For by the time you drain this one, another has arrived. He says, don't think you should save this cup of wine of the knowledge you are learning for tomorrow. Drink up. Why? Because as soon as you drink, the next one arrives. Don't worry. If you found a piece of earthenware on the path of love, I be glad as if 100 jewels have arrived. If you find a piece of pottery, know it is a jewel. 100 jewels are inside it. 100,000 various waves arose. Do you know from which wave the ocean reached? He is slowly explaining the universe. Believe me, if I post this poem now and you read it, just search this verse. He has 10 or 15 verses that we simply don't understand. If you don't listen to Restart, you'd really ask, what does this mean? What's the connection? Let me read 4 or 5 lines in a row so you see how incomprehensible it sounds. 100,000 different waves arose. Do you know from which wave it reached the sea? Since one of these waves of the diverse sea, from what did it arise and reach the dry and the wet? The total ocean boiled once in its sovereignty. In a single breath, an army of 100 worlds arrived. Slash. Since nothing from that ocean ever comes to an end, slash, why then did 100 springs like Kauthar arrive? The drop is like the sea like the drop too. What do you really understand from this? I could read 10 verses and you'd get nothing. Yet they are full of meaning. That's why I say Attar, Rumi, and Shams must be explained by a Sufi. You understand a Sufi's interpretation that within these things there are millions of states. Together, let's see how he explains the world. He says 100,000 waves arose. The dry and wet you see in the universe is a wave that has arisen. The total ocean boiled once in its sovereignty. They often write this incorrectly and it messes up the rhythm. It says the total ocean, whatever it is, once it boiled for a moment, 100 worlds were produced. Since it doesn't return to the beginning, how were these springs of Kauthar and the universe made? The drop is like the sea like the drop too. Why then is this one complete and that one tailless? Look at the rain. The drop that comes is tailless. You are sitting in the street. Suppose the universe is just earth and you. You're in a forest. A drop hits your head. If you haven't seen the sea, you'd ask, How is this tile, less means cut off? We see this drop. Where did it come from? It hit my head from above. You don't know. You don't know how this drop came. You don't know the sea, the sunlight, the sun. The complete human shines upon it. The sea's drops evaporate. The wind carries them higher. They cool. If it gets very cold, it becomes snow. Less cold, it becomes rain, clouds. The cloud carries it and carries it. And while you and I are sitting idle in the middle of a desert, suddenly it rains. You put on your hat and are saved from thirst. You don't know where this drop came from. He says this drop, the sea, is in the desert. If you haven't seen the sea, you don't know it's tailless. But if you know a sea exists, because you aren't a scientist, you don't know. But know that a sea exists. And the story changes. This drop hitting your head in the Arabian desert is called H2O. You go to the sea and see it's also H2O. You didn't understand the path, meaning you do not know from whence you came or why you came. That's what he's saying. He's saying, Mr. Hosseini, do you know why you are tailless, a drop that opened its eyes and came out of a womb? I say no. He says you are a drop from a sea to which you must return. They call it Ana lillahi wa ana ilayhi raji'un, meaning indeed we belong to Allah and indeed to Him we will return. You must return there. Why is the sea complete and the drop severed? As the nearness and distance of the wave became greater, slash, at every moment a discrepancy arrived. Quantum says the same. He says the nearness and distance of this wave is so variable that this discrepancy is seen. Nearness and distance are opposites. They shouldn't exist together. He says this wave is billions of miles away from Hosseini and yet exactly pressed against Hosseini's face. Because the speed of this nearness and distance is so high, a discrepancy arrives at every moment. The universe has this much discrepancy. Quantum says the same. Even if you are billions of miles away, if the observer sees, observer means witness, it spins. I should say the next two verses explain this beautifully. Attar explains this quantum concept further. He doesn't leave you hanging. He says it's not about distance. The power that exists here, the observer sees it, can prevent a star from exploding. So every star you see in the sky, you see it has exploded because its light hit your eye. You could change its fate. Pay attention. Sovereignty remains with the sea slash of the sea's portion. A miserable drop arrived, meaning this sea. This miserable drop, meaning wretched, unfortunate, Socrates says, I know that I know nothing. The miserable drop is in the air. The ocean was infinite. Did this discrepancy come from sight? No, in one verse, he hammers quantum into your ear until you fall apart. He is explaining Albert Einstein's relativity. The ocean was infinite. Did this discrepancy come from sight? Slash, no, it arrived from the observer. He says, you see this moon, you see this entire galaxy, this universe? We say yes. He says, this didn't come from sight, it came from the observer, meaning whoever saw it, it came into existence. Now you might ask for a more earthly example. Look, bar means sea. If I take a bowl of water from the sea, the difference between water and other beings is that water takes the shape of its container. Pour water into a glass, it becomes like the glass. Pour it into a plate, it becomes like the plate. The sea that exists in the universe, they poured water onto the earth, it became like the earth. They took a larger bowl, it became like the sun. The water is the same water, but when you make a mold of a car and put it in water, put it in the freezer, it freezes into the shape of a car. So ice and water are all states of water. We must see what water is that is so important in this ocean, meaning heat, energy, potential, magnetic fields, and every thought you see. It's all in this water. There was a sea, you took a container and poured it into a table, and a table was produced. All this universe you see is ice you've made with it. You made the camera with ice, the toothbrush with ice. You poured water into the toothbrush container and put it in the freezer. That's how they made popsicles in the old days. When do we realize we are water? When electrons leave their stable state. One of the flaws they find in Newtonian physics is that they say electrons orbit the nucleus, right? They say yes. Then they ask, why don't they fall into the nucleus? Doesn't gravitational acceleration exist? The electron is everywhere around the nucleus, but it doesn't fall in. The electron is everywhere, but wherever you see it, that's where it is. Photons are the same. Their consciousness is completely contrary to our rational thoughts. I am spending these two or three programs to slowly wrap this up so we can enter later, so that when we read a verse or two, you know what we mean. Quantum mysticism that friends are starting to talk about lately. Quantum mysticism is a tiny particle in the material realm. It has nothing to do with the angelic realm. The complete human is the power of the divine, being in which Sufis swim to understand the angelic realm. The complete human is the Allah who is the light of the heavens and the earth in a body. That is why no complete human knows when they will die. The only thing the complete human doesn't know is themselves. They don't know when they die, where they'll eat, if they'll be rich or poor. They know nothing of themselves. That's why the script is beautiful. Why did Moses go to Mount Sinai? Pay attention. So we have an ocean. Whatever you look for in it, they give to you. This contains a very deep point. It says there is a sea where whatever a human imagines takes shape. Whatever enters your brain or mind exists in a sea called nothing. This is the concept of the ocean of nothing. It means there is a sea where whatever you think of comes into existence. Don't rush. Go to Google and type dog. A dog appears. Type donkey. A donkey appears. Whatever you type, it shows up. The only difference is if you type kash, kash, karash, kash, made up word, it says not found. But over there, it exists. Why? Because as soon as you typed kash, kash, karash, kash, made up word, it was created. That's why they tell you some things are bad. They say, don't do certain things to yourself. Go get a girlfriend. Because when you do things to yourself, the image and picture you have in your mind stays with you. That's why they say it is forbidden in Sufism. They say, go get a girlfriend and kiss her. It's much better. Meaning, visualization and imagination have form. When you go to the other side, you might see you have 45 million wives and you don't know where you saw them. You ask, who are you? They say, you have to pay for all of them over here. You have a credit card with $2,000 and you have to pay. You ask, who? She says, remember that day you were sitting quietly thinking of me? I exist. I am that I am. That's what Jesus' sentence means. We don't understand it. We've become priests giving our own opinions. I am that I am means I am whatever I am. He says, do you know why galaxies and the universe came into being? You say no. He says, the ocean was infinite. Did this discrepancy come from sight? No, it arrived from the observer. Whoever saw it, it was made. So Sadi says, oh, you who are beyond imagination, analogy, suspicion, and fancy. This is it. So now let's go to these four stars that exist in your mind and mine, which have become small from the angelic realm to exist in us as the world of imagination. See what the imagination of the angelic realm is. What is the imagination of a baby in the mother's womb? It's that this tube, umbilical cord, gets a bit wider. That's the extent of its imagination. But when it comes to Earth, it imagines billions of things. One of its imaginations is that the daughter of the Queen of England might marry him. He even imagines that. He imagines a president is in a certain place and puts two people in prison. He imagines it, and two people go to prison. Billions and billions of imaginations were created after you came out of the womb and were recorded in the hard drive of your brain. Your brain is full right now. These are the imaginations you have. When you die, it's the same. There is an imagination on that side that we are unaware of. Billions and billions that have no relation to the imagination here. They gave you this ridiculous imagination here so you could understand the great imagination. Oh, you who are beyond imagination. Whatever you think, however big you think of 1 to a billion, 100 billion, 250 billion, billion, billion. Say billion, 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 billion again. Whatever bigger you think it comes into existence. And God, meaning H-U, is greater than that and closer to you than your jugular vein. This is what they call quantum. He is both further away and closer to you. How would the infinite come into sight? / it was endangered, and with danger the observer arrived. This verse is very difficult. He says, did you think that if you imagine building a table, when would others see it? From this sea you thought of making a table. When do others see it? He says they see it when you build it. While it's in your head, it's in you. Once you build it, others see the table you made. He's explaining the infinite. How does it come into sight? When do you understand the infinite? If you put your hand in a bowl of water and pour it, it becomes like a bowl. When do you understand these shapes? Why is the moon here, the sun there? When do you understand these? He says, when does the infinite come into sight? Meaning you see it with your eyes. It was endangered and arrived with the observer. Since the number in the sea had the color of the sea from here. He goes into the third state of waves and particles, telling a great secret. He says, since the number in the sea had the color of the sea, meaning whatever you put into this sea of nothing, it takes the shape and color of that sea. It comes out. The further the distance, the greater the perspective. The light that hits it in the world of the material realm, you see one thing. In another world, you see something else. It's very simple. It's scientific. Don't think we have to think big and abstract. In the bedroom where you slept, there are 25 billion organisms living there. If I made each of them 2 or 5 centimeters larger, you would run away. If I just enlarge 4 of the fleas in your house, the first person to flee would be you and your mother. Everyone would run. You only don't see them because they are tiny. We don't see amoebas. We don't see microbes or viruses. If you made them 2 meters tall, you'd see 300 ants picking up one piece of sugar. If we enlarged them to the size of a car, we'd all run. There wouldn't be room, and we'd flee. Since the number in the sea had the color of the sea, whatever arrived became imprinted by it. How beautifully the dawn of unity rose from the horizon, for the sun came and the stars arrived. How beautifully the dawn of unity rose from the horizon, meaning a light. This is very deep. Who is the sun? There are many secrets in this. I just want to open it up so you know how fun it is. Almost a comedy. He says, who is the sun? We say the sun is the sun. We ask, well, how can the sun itself be seen? The sun shines its light on a fly, and I see the fly, right? Yes. How do we see the sun itself? He says, an horizon, another sun is growing, meaning every morning an horizon exists in the universe where a sun dawns, in which you see the galaxies, then it sets. Now these can be seen. All these stars that are in the sky at night were made into a single morsel when the disk of the sun arrived. So know for certain that it is one thing and nothing more, even if thousands of different things appear. In the midst of this discourse, for Atta the pen broke and the notebook wore out. I've explained all of these. He explains them in the subatomic space too. Strong forces, weak forces, electromagnetism, gravity. One is Gabriel, one is Michael, one is Seraphiel. So in the universe, first the human was created, within the human, Satan, Michael. These were created. They were created within the human because one must see Satan to understand. That's why the stories of religions have flaws. They tell the stories as if God rolled up his sleeves and is kicking mud around to create a being called human named Adam. Someone was standing there, and that person said something, and others got upset. But the question is, how could angels of such grandeur, as you say Gabriel and Michael are, not know that Satan was a liar? That Satan was a thief? How did they recognize evil in humans? According to your God in your Quran, your Bible, and your Torah, they turned to God and said, O God, do we not worship you enough that you created this lowly creature? How did they have the intellect to see the inner filth in the essence of a human, a being just created at that moment? How did they not see what was right under their noses? They didn't see Mr. Satan right there. How did they not understand the essence of this person they slept with, woke up with, went to the bathroom with, worshipped with, ate with, went to self-service buffets, restaurants, and Disney World with? How did they not understand his nature? Yet, for a human, not even fully created yet, a second later they said, "Oh my, what is this you created? Bravo." God created the human and breathed into him. A sun called light was created in the human, which is the same light of Ilya. So God created a being from a physical body that has atoms and breathed the soul of Ilya into it. When the soul entered the body, it lit up the body. Everyone saw each other inside the body. Michael looked and said, "Sir, what is your name?" He said, "My name is Asra." He asked, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I kill." "So this is you? Why did you create him like this? Why is he this shape?" Then someone was standing there and they asked, "Who is this?" They said, "This is Mr. Satan Ego. He has worshipped for billions of years inside here." These are stories we are explaining. For now, we are just telling the stories to see what they are. But scientists say we are right. The atom, when we shrink it to the photon, the consciousness of the photon itself distinguishes reality. The tiny particles of atoms that Rumi and the others speak of are saying exactly this. Nothing is fixed or stays in place. All is in change and eternal motion, atoms joined with atoms, meaning the atoms stuck together. Until all the earth and heavens appeared, but pay attention, until we recognized all of them, and for each we fashioned a name and a meaning, meaning they didn't exist. They stuck together, but when we recognize them and see them, meaning the observer sees them, we fashioned a name and a meaning for each. We created both the name and the meaning. We said, "This is the sun. The sun's job is to give light to the earth. The poor sun is now a slave to you and me. It has to stand there like a fool and keep giving us light." Actually, the sun doesn't like giving light. It is slowly dying. Every particle that gives light to you while you enjoy eating a cucumber in the middle of the field is being subtracted from the sun. We hit the sun over the head and told it, "Give us light." We told it, "Don't you dare not spin. If you stop, the world dies. Keep one side toward us." We told the tree, "Stand up and grow. We want to eat you." We have literally built paradise, but we're warm, numb, and don't realize it. Once again, these familiar particles become drowned in the whirlpools. All this world returns. Rumi says these atoms that were stuck together break apart again. He says they open up, they don't end. These particles, the atoms, open up again and form a new shape, meaning another human, another world. Does it mean this time its sun is half a meter of moon? Does it mean we have 100 extra suns in space? Do we have other changes? The atoms broke apart from each other and were joined again in another form. The atoms see that from their combination 100,000 suns became manifest, 100,000 separate orders and laws, the formal cause of these suns. These orders you see and so on are apparent slash formal existences. The sun then is formal. It is external. Again, these suns heading toward the whirlpool of annihilation and many other things. The important sentence was here. The next verse is the key, so we must recognize it, meaning quantum physics. The human must see an entity, and when he sees it, that entity comes into existence. Just as when the human was created, he saw Satan, and Satan came into existence. Azrael came into existence. So why do you die? Because you yourself produced Azrael, and Azrael will take your life. You produce the prison, someone put a rapper in prison and they pull out his fingernails, it hurts him because he has fingernails, because he wanted to have fingernails, and many other things that we will slowly open up. Thank you very much for listening to this program. Pay attention, we are talking entirely about Rumi, Saadi, and Hafez, and haven't expressed anything of our own. Until the next program, farewell.